The Institute of Museum and Library Services announced this week that the Haynesboro Public Library is among 30 finalists for the 2016 National Medal of Museum and Library Service. The award is the nation's highest honor given to museums and libraries for service in the community. For 22 years, the award has been presented to organizations which demonstrate extraordinary and innovative approaches to public service and are making a difference for individuals, families, and communities. 15 libraries and 15 museums, big and small, are chosen from a larger pool of nominees. Dr. Catherine Matthew is the director of the Institute awarding the honor. She said in a statement that finalists make lasting differences in their communities by serving and inspiring the public. She added that the Institute proudly recognizes these organizations for their work to provide Americans with educational resources, 21st century skills, and opportunities for lifelong learning. Senator Lisa Murkowski nominated the Haynes Library. Director Patricia Brown said they were nominated last year, too, but this is the first time they've been selected as a finalist. She said there are a lot of reasons why the library here is so exceptional.
The community support is what makes it valuable and special. The staff, the strong library board members, and also the friends of the library that are able to help us in so many ways create additional programs. And we have like a 12-year partnership with the Chilkoot Indian Association. I think that makes it very valuable.
The Institute of Museum and Library Services is the main source of federal support for the nation's 123,000 libraries and 35,000 museums. The Haynes Library and Juneau Public Libraries are the only two Alaska institutes on the list of finalists. They're in the company of prestigious museums and libraries from across the nation. Winners will be selected later this spring, and representatives from winning institutions will travel to Washington, D.C. for a ceremony at the White House in May. Last year, the public library in Craig was among the 10 winners from around the country. The Institute encourages those who have visited finalist libraries and museums to share their stories on the IMLS Facebook page. To learn more about the 2016 National Medal finalists, find the link at khns.org. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.